Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Change. You are all familiar, I'm certain, with the idea of Lutherans and change, all the jokes. Now, how many Lutherans does it take to change a light bulb? Change? Funny, I guess, if you don't take it too personally. But if I were to bring up the name of our Lord and our God in the same sentence as the word change, God, change, do I have your attention? For those of you who think that God spoke in Greek, you struggle with the misguided notion that if you change, it means that you were wrong. I mean, if you're right, why would you change? So if we were to be so bold as to suggest that the Lord God changed his mind, our little Western Hemisphere brains might actually catch on fire and flame out. Because we struggle with this misguided notion that God changing his mind means that God was wrong, or maybe mistaken. But that's far too simplistic for a good Hebrew. Hezekiah is a sick man, and the word of the Lord coming to him through the prophet Isaiah is not all that encouraging. Get your act together, put your house in order, you're going to die. A second opinion would be of no use here. And so Hezekiah turns his face to the wall and he goes directly to God in prayer, and he pleads, he cries, he begs God to change his mind. Lord, let me live. And God hears his prayer. And God sees his tears. And he turns Isaiah around and goes, sends him back to deliver this message. Behold, I've heard your cry. I will heal you. I will add 15 years onto your life, and in the meantime, I won't let the king of Assyria conquer you either. God changed his mind.
Well, no. He didn't change up. He knew what he was going to do all along. She didn't really change his mind. I mean, God knows everything, so he had it all planned out. He was only testing Hezekiah.
Really? Methinks thou dost protest too much. Either that, or the prayer of a righteous man availeth nothing. You know, a while ago, I was going to buy some flowers for my wife. Seemed like a good idea. Needed the points. But I changed my mind. I decided instead that I was going to take her away for a weekend. Was that wrong? Careful, gentlemen. I'll email your wives. I changed my mind. Does that mean the notion of giving flowers to my wife was somehow wrong? That the idea was sinful? Bad idea? Hezekiah pleads and begs the Lord God to change his mind and spare his life. The Lord God hears his prayer and he answers accordingly. Why does he put up with such nonsense? Why not?
I have said what I have said. I have written what I have written. I have proclaimed what I have proclaimed.
You see, the problem is, I believe, that we struggle with this notion, with this reality, because we're afraid. We are afraid. We are afraid that if God would change his mind in these details, then it means that we really worry. We're afraid that we will have no assurance that God will be steadfast in his promises. Fear not. The Lord God covenanted with Abraham and with the people of Israel. He bound himself in a relationship with them. He made this covenantal relationship with them. And in that relationship, he allows and in fact even encourages man to relate. And so therefore, Hezekiah has the right to ask God to change his mind, because God gave him that right in the covenantal relationship and in his promises. Now, it may very well be that God can choose to change his mind or not, and there are certainly some very essential and important details that are non-negotiable. Hezekiah knows this. But he also knows he has the right to ask. And so Abraham bargains. Job questions. Elijah whines. Jeremiah and the psalmist lament. People, the will of God is not some thin line stretched tight over the Niagara Falls of our world. The will of God is a path that we travel with great joy. We do not live in terror, in fear that we'll somehow lose our balance and plunge into the abyss. We journey, we walk this beautiful path of God, going to and fro, enjoying the full dimensions of what it means to be in relationship with our God. And we call upon the name of the Lord. Perhaps he will relent and leave a blessing. What does this mean for the church of today? God has, in Christ Jesus, covenanted anew with his people. He has rescued, redeemed us, restored us, and brought us into this covenantal relationship. Once you were no people, but now you're the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The blood of the new covenant, the blood of the Lamb without blemish or spot, the blood of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, his blood of the new covenant washes us, cleanses us from all iniquity, that we might walk in the ultimate will of God once again. The ultimate will of the God who desires that all men might be saved. And in that, he remains the same. Yesterday, today, and even forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.